Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. I just have to share that we had an incredible weekend last weekend, and my oldest son got married, so we gained a new daughter, and just great. It was amazing. We had lots of time with our grandchildren and all the family and everything. So anyways, thanks for all the well wishes. Of course, you have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got a great show for you today. I'm sounding a little rusty because, all that talking and loving was a lot. So anyways, I'd like to start off with something positive and uplifting. There is nothing impossible for those who try. And that's really what it's all about. Just wake up every day, start your day in a positive way, and we are so grateful that you are here. Today, joining me, he's been on before, and he is Dr. Greg Hammer, and his book is his book is Gain Without Pain, and he is a mindful expert. So we're going to talk a little bit about that's how he actually treats his patients. So we're going to talk with him. So let's welcome him. It's interesting that of course, with our New Year's resolution for 2023 is to improve our mental health. And, of course, Greg Hammer, MD, Stanford University professor, physician, best-selling author, and he's all about mindfulness. And let's welcome him on. We're going to talk about could a three-minute mindfulness practice decrease the winter blues. And, of course, Greg, are you there?
I am.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Nice to be with you again, Kim.
Yeah, so I'm happy 2023. We're already here in the February, right? How'd that happen?
I don't know, but it seems as though, at least for me, the older I get, the faster it goes.
Oh, my gosh. This is so true, so true. So let me ask you a question. First of all, you are the author of Gain Without Pain, the Happiness Handbook for Healthcare Professionals. And it's interesting because I've had it in my pile of my favorite books here for a while. And it's just got a little bit different twist on it. And so can you just share a little bit about who you are and what your practice is?
Sure. Well, I am a physician. I practice pediatric anesthesiology and pediatric intensive care medicine. I have a laboratory where we do pharmacology research, basically drug development for babies and children. And I've been a longtime meditator. I joined the WellMD program at Stanford shortly after its inception, which was convened to address the increasing prevalence of burnout among physicians. And I got very interested in the effects of chronic stress on our physiology and what can we do about reversing some of those adverse changes. I had some sabbatical time and decided to write the book to get the message out more widely. And here I am 2.5 years later, still discussing it while I'm working on my third book. So I would identify as sleep, exercise, and nutrition are the three legs of the tripod that support our physical wellness. I think that gratitude, acceptance, intention, and non-judgment, which form the acronym GAIN, are the four domains that support our emotional and spiritual wellness.
Ooh, I love that. I love that. First of all, what's your next book, your third book? I think I don't have that one. I might have that.
Well, it's not out yet. It's called A Mindful Teen, although the publisher may want to change that title. But basically, teamed up with a brilliant guy named John Rettger, who is a PhD psychologist who was a researcher at Stanford and now is in San Diego. And his focus is on a mindfulness-based approach for wellness among teenagers.
I love it. Let me ask you, what age level do you think are having the hardest time with mental health? It could be young. I mean, we see a lot of, unfortunately, suicide, it breaks my heart. And yet we see a lot of seniors and in between. I mean, it really takes the gamut, doesn't it?
I can say that I don't know whether there's a most stressful time of life because it's such an individual experience, but as I look back on my life, I would say that my teenage years were probably the most stressful and most difficult to navigate, and that's probably the decade I would wish least to return to. So
That's interesting.
You know, I think, yes, teens have had their challenges, forever, but, I think so many things are going on now that are new to this generation. They didn't exist certainly in my generation, and I think perhaps that's the toughest decade.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was just watching something on Lisa Presley, which my heart goes out for their family, and just traumatic, incidents one after another. But what really spoke to me was when she was a young girl and she had just so much heaviness in all of her pictures. And, I kind of remember that being 16. It brought back that memory for me. And I remember I just had like sadness in my life. I didn't understand it. And, with all the practice that I've done with my radio show and my coaching and everything that I've gone through, I've learned to accept gratitude, to love life, to start life in, every morning in a positive way, and to honor my, my transportation that I've been given, who I am. But gosh, that took so much practice. And so what would you tell our listeners, because this is really what we're speaking to, if you wake up and you have sadness and you really can't even start your day, you can't see any, way out, how can you start to turn that around for yourself?
Sure. I think the answer is, first of all, have very low or no expectations of ourselves. I think we all share certain attributes, the way our brains are wired, related to tens of thousands of years of evolution. We all have a negativity bias. We tend to remember the negative things and forget about the positive ones. And we have a hard time being present. Our mind seems to want to go to the past and future, and there are adaptive ways of thinking about the past and future, but there are also a lot of maladaptive ways. And I think combined with our negativity bias, we often reflect on the past and anticipate the future with a negative view. So for those who have depression, for example, and I would say that most of us have some degree of depression some of the time. You're not alone. We all have these negative feelings. It's the way our brains are wired. We all have a hard time being present, which is where happiness lives. And the good news is that our brains have this wonderful quality called neuroplasticity. And if we have a plan, if we have a purposeful approach to the way we think and live, we can really turn things around and rewire our brain to be happier and more present. And I think that starts with gratitude, which is the gain, as you know.
Right. Greg, I love that purposeful. How did you say that? Purposeful event.
I think a purposeful way of thinking and being, a plan.
Yeah, a plan. I think we all need a plan. Because I see my husband's semi-retired, and when he is busy and he is going, he is so happy. But when he doesn't, and I think that's normal for everybody, right? If we don't
feel our purpose every day, then we're lost. We're a little lost, right? And so
Absolutely.
How do we... Yeah. So I kind of wanted to start off with, for our listeners, the first thing that you would recommend they do is one. It's so funny. I've said this over and over again 100 times on my show. I used to think like, yes, I didn't sleep very much. I got all this done. But sleeping is like actually one of the hugest things we need for our body to rest and regain, correct?
Yes, absolutely. I think that sleep, exercise, and nutrition, again, really form the foundation of our physical wellness. And, again, we need to have a plan. We need mm-hmm. to be purposeful. So we need to emphasize good sleep hygiene. And that, you know, that could be a couple of hours discussion in itself. But mm-hmm. there are things we do that interfere with our ability to sleep well. And there are things that we do that contribute to good quality restorative sleep. So sleep is important. Exercise is vital. What we
vital,
eat is
yeah.
so important. And they all feed into one another. And we get off track. We don't exercise. We're sort of sluggish. We tend to pick up sugary or fatty so-called comfort foods.
Mm-hmm.
That makes us kind of feel not so great about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It enhances our stress, which impairs our sleep. We're fatigued. We're too tired to exercise. We tend to pick up sugary comfort foods. Again, it kind of goes in self-propagating cycles. So the good news is, of course, as with our spiritual well-being, with our physical well-being, we simply need a plan. We need to be purposeful about the way we approach sleep, exercise, and our diet.
Right. I 100% agree. And you talk about a 3-minute game method to combat, you know, negative thoughts and rewire the brain. And that's really by meditating, correct?
Yes. But I think whereas a lot of people think of meditation as something that requires sitting still for 30 minutes at a time, not scratching an itch, et cetera.
Right.
And also banishing all thoughts from our mind. The gain meditation can be done in 3 minutes,
okay.
and it gives the individual something to think about, so something on which to focus their thoughts. So this idea of having no thoughts, which is something that most of us are unable to do, is out the window. And so basically the practice is we get up in the morning, we open the blinds, the natural light is so important,
mm-hmm.
and we do our morning hygiene thing, we find a comfortable place to sit, close our eyes, we focus on our breath, slowing it down, and then we go through a 30 or 45 second contemplation of that for which we're grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, to identify a pain or discomfort in our lives and bring it closer into our hearts, embrace it, that's the A for acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
Intention is the I in gain, and again, we need to have a plan. I love Dr. Jon Kabat-Zinn's definition of mindfulness, which I think could also be a definition for happiness, which is awareness of the present moment on purpose, non-judgmentally. And purpose is that it's an acknowledgement that if we simply just lapse into our default way of thinking, as I said, it's rather negative and distracted, and so we have a hard time being present, which is where happiness lives. So we need to be purposeful or intentional, and then we go to the end in gain, which is non-judgment. We don't have to label everything, particularly as good or bad. We can gradually rewire our minds to drop the judgment, see things as they actually are, and most importantly then, look inward and drop the self-judgment, because we are all our own most harsh critic.
I love this. And, of course, you call that the 4 pillars of gain method, right? And all of this is in your book. I love that you mentioned the 3-minute meditation, that it's not like we all have that. I think they call it a monkey brain, right? Where we can't, like, it's normal. It's normal to take and just, you know, try to slow down, but not to be perfect in it. And so that little bit of just calmness in our brain and our body and our soul can feed you. And again, thank you so much, Greg Hammer. And of course, your book, Gain Without Pain, the happiness handbook for healthcare professionals. But it's also for everybody, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And that's why we're having this conversation, because the book
there you go.
Came out more than 2.5 years ago, but it really is relevant to everybody.
Right. And, of course, I know that we talked about, or you actually didn't talk about it, but really the winter blues, okay? We had a lot of rain the last couple, you know, beginning of this year, and that tends to really make people blue. And so this is something that, you know, just even being cold sets that different feeling without the sun shining on you, correct?
Absolutely. And I think that the good news for everybody who's got the winter blues, and I think most of us do to one degree or another, we're all in the same boat. We are all, you know, saddled with a bit of a negativity bias. We all have a hard time focusing on the present. And especially in the winter when we're not out exercising as much, we're not exposed to natural light, we're not in awe of nature because we're not experiencing it as much as we might do at other times of year. We are all the same. We're all made of the same stuff. And for those who are particularly sad at times, just remember that we're all brothers and sisters. We're all, our brains are all wired the same way. It's not our dirty little secret that we're depressed in the morning. We all have the same sorts of feelings and thoughts.
That's beautiful. How do we find your book, and how do my listeners find out more about you?
My website is greghammermd.com, GREGHAMMERMD.com, and there's a link to the book, which is on Amazon and elsewhere. I even saw it showing up on my favorite used book site online, where I buy many of my books, greghammermd.com, and there's a lot of media there and a link to the book as well.
Very cool. Greg, thank you again for being a guest here again on our show. Please share our show with everyone and download our podcast so you can take us wherever you go to. And again, have a really great rest of your day. And thank you for some really good ideas for mindfulness.
Thank you. Wonderful to be with you.
You got it. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. 5550 or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Good morning and welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, my next guest is Karen Wright with The Greater Contribution. She's the CEO, principal, and of course, she has been starting this for a long time and working towards really the greater contribution. I love this. She's located in Thousand Oaks, and when it comes to empowering women living in poverty, that's what she does, and she's made a huge impact, and she started small. It gives everyone encouragement, and we're going to find out a little bit more about her organization, and of course, it offers Africa support along with literacy and business skills, training, mentoring, peer counseling, so that women can start their own businesses and lift their family out of poverty. What a great concept and what a great place to start. And let's welcome Karen Wright. Karen, welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you, Kim. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit. This actually, you started this whole contribution back in 2006, correct?
Right, yeah. Around
and
my kitchen table.
I love that. We all have to start somewhere, and I love when we find out really where it all started. And what experience and what made you decide this to do this impact for these women?
Well, you know, Kim, I was blessed. I was working as an executive coach. I was making a good living. And I recognized, though, that that was a huge imbalance compared to other women around the world, women in developing countries who had no opportunity and really had no opportunity to better themselves, to rise to the next level, to even eat more than one meal a day. And it just broke my heart, and I just wanted to do something, however little mm-hmm. it might be.
I love that. And why did you pick a remote place? And tell us about that. What does that exactly mean? What does that look like?
People often ask me that question. So every year, the UN produces a list of the poorest countries in the world. And Uganda, unfortunately, is always in the top 10. And I happened to be going to a church and talking about this with some friends. And a woman said to me, well, my family still lives in Uganda, and they really need help. And, you know, it's like just the accident of talking to someone.
Mm.
And that was the beginning. Yeah.
And have you been back there?
Yeah, I've been there 15 times. And
wow.
I'm going in another 2 weeks. I try to go every twice a year, except during pandemics, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I go to monitor the program, to meet with an amazing staff there, and to meet remarkable, remarkable women in our program.
Talk to us about them, and talk to us about your feeling, their gratitude towards what you're doing.
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, like women in most developing countries, when their children and their family has a chance to send a child to school, the funding to send a child to school, they send the boys.
Mm-hmm.
Flash forward in sub-Saharan Africa, most women are expected to be the breadwinners. So here they are. They're supposed to provide for their families. They have no education, no training, no nothing. So when we give them a chance, and by the way, in Uganda, they're always told, you're only good enough to be a kitchen woman and to have babies.
Mm-hmm.
And we give them a chance at a little tiny microloan and a program that will help them build a business. They are so grateful. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
And Karen, you actually call it a hand up. I love that. Not not a hand out. Talk to us about that. And, you know, I mean, that's such a great word or a great sentence to share it that way. Can you walk us through the process of how your microloan process really works?
Sure. So they are tiny microloans. They start at $50, and they can increase over a two-year period if the woman's business is successful and if she's paid on time. And they do repay at a rate of 95%. It's absolutely astounding.
Wow.
And so they get this little loan, but we know that money is not enough. We also give them business skills training so they know how to run a business. We also follow that up with refresher training every 3 months. We give them mentors who are with them all the time and available to them. And we give them an adult literacy because most of them have never been to school again and can't read or write. And then
wow.
The remarkable thing, Kim, is given all of this, given a background like that, these women not only create successful businesses, but they begin to run for office, local city councils, and they win. And they say, I'm taking the voice of women to the government. So
What an incredible, yeah. You know, you are giving them such a gift. And, you know, it's kind of like that old saying, if you, you know, once they get the knowledge and the, you know, the capacity to understand what they're doing, you know, if you want something done, give it to a busy person, right? And that's
right.
Really what
yeah.
they're doing. Yeah,
yeah,
I love that. That's astounding. And now, how many people have you helped?
Well, we've provided over 26,000 microloans to over 11,000 women. And isn't it? It's like, I didn't realize that this would happen when I started this organization.
Right.
Of course, I'm so very grateful. And the remarkable thing, Kim, is that every woman who's gotten a loan, every one of those 11,000 women, they support at least 6 dependents in their family. So that's 66,000 people who've benefited. It's just mind-blowing what a little bit of help can do.
Well, let me ask you, and for anybody that's just tuning in right now, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, we're talking with Karen Wright, and, of course, she is with the Greater Contribution. She's a CEO, principal, and really the founder of this incredible microloans for $50 to women in rural Uganda, Africa. What are the skills that you teach them? Because that is something that, you know, you said you were a business coach. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And so what would be the first skill for somebody in California that's listening or anywhere that's listening right now and was like, if I could only have this help, what would that be?
Oh, gosh. Well, we teach, again, basic business skills, how to do a business plan, how to track inventory, how to balance profit and loss, hopefully no loss. And
mm-hmm.
we teach them savings, which they haven't done before. But I think there's another, two other things that are key in the program. We teach them about self-reliance, that they can do this. And they
mm-hmm.
become very, very motivated.
Mm-hmm.
Just a quick story. The last time I was there, we do these adult literacy classes, which they get for 2 years. And we always go out to visit them in their classrooms. And they usually get an extra classroom in a school or a room in a church. And so we're on the way out there. And Tofi, my program director, says to me, "Now, Mom, these ladies weren't able to find a room to meet in, so they built one."
I love it. I love it. There you go.
I was stunned. I mean,
mm-hmm.
and that's the level of motivation, from being told you're only a kitchen woman to we don't have a place to meet, we'll build one.
Right.
I mean, this is just giving women a chance. That's all women need, is a little chance, because inside we are all strong, self-reliant, motivated. We want to get things done. We want to take care of our families, and these women want the same things. And they're incredible. And when I travel there, with whatever little they have, they shower me with gifts. And it's like a big party. They dance and sing, and sometimes they do little skits, and they're just beautiful, creative, happy, joyous people, because now they have dignity. They have hope, you know. And most of all, they want to send their children to school. And that's what they do with their profits, because they don't want their children to be in the same spot they were in.
That's beautiful. How many people are in your organization?
Well, in Uganda, we have 4 full-time people, and we have an amazing partnership with another Ugandan nonprofit there who is a mirror of us. So we share offices, we share staff, we share vehicles. Here in the U.S., we have a small board of 7 people and about 30 volunteers here who keep us.
Wow, that's beautiful. And so where do you see the organization going in the next 10 years?
Well, we're going to keep growing, adding more and more women into the program and reaching out to more and more of these remote little villages where we're working. And Kim, if you don't mind, I want to back up just a little bit, because there's one other piece of the program I didn't mention, and I know it will be of interest to your listeners. We have a program called HPI, which stands for Healthy Periods Initiative, and we actually are manufacturing sanitary pads to give to young girls to keep them in school. Last year, we distributed 8,700 sanitary pads, because this is the number one reason why girls drop out of school, because they don't have a way to manage their periods. And we're getting reports from the schools already that they have more girls staying in school and qualifying for secondary or high school than ever before. And that's the key to really nipping poverty in the bud early, giving these girls education and a way to make a living so they don't end up like their mothers. And hopefully they don't ever end up in our program.
Right. Wow. Beautiful.
Thing we've been doing.
You've been doing some great stuff. I love this. How do my listeners find out more about this, and what can we do on our end for our listeners, you know, saying, how do we get involved?
Yeah. Well, our website is GreaterContribution, singular, not plural, GreaterContribution.org. And you can also send an email to info@greatercontribution.org to get involved. And I will say this. I think that our program is one of the great philanthropic bargains around, because, as you mentioned earlier, $50 will give these women a microloan and training and mentoring. You add another $30 onto that, and they get 2 years of literacy training, learning to read and write in their own language and in English. And so we welcome help in any way. We welcome any dollar amount you can give. And by the way, we also have a program we call the PIPs, which is not an old singing group. It stands for Partners in Prosperity, and it's a reoccurring donor program. And you can give as little as $10 a month, and we need that to be able to count on what we'll have to spend. So that's a great gift to us as well. And whatever you give, listeners out there, is deeply appreciated. And there are beautiful, beautiful women and children in Uganda who will appreciate you, even though they'll never know you.
Karen Wright, great work, great huge heart. You can just feel it. And again, for any of our listeners, please reach out to the Greater Contribution, and that is thegreatercontribution.org. Again, Karen, thank you so much for sharing your story and your brilliance here on our show. And download our podcast, share our show with everyone, and I love what you're doing. Keep doing.
Thank you so much, Kim. I'm really privileged to be with you, and I thank you so much for the opportunity.
You are very welcome. All right, you have a great rest of your day, and thank you again.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's a beautiful morning.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime membership fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, where we value your time and we give you amazing guests that actually I love learning here, too. I feel like it's radio on air. And, of course, let's bring our next guest on, Dr. Charisse Johnson. And, of course, her newest book is Expired Mindsets, Releasing Patterns That No Longer Serve You Well. And we're going to find out a little bit more about, of course, Dr. Charisse, but also there's a wealth of potential trapped within our hidden and unsolved places of pain. And that's just so interesting because sometimes we go back to those stories that they're like, we need to shelf them, you know? And so we're going to find out a little bit more about the stories that we keep telling ourselves, and yet at this time, they're expired. So let's bring on Dr. Charisse
Johnson, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah, I love it. And where are you calling from?
So I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. The other...
I can hear it a little bit in your voice. I love it. Yeah. That's
but
great.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
I said, but my daughter lives out near you in Woodland Hills.
Oh, that is right around the corner from us. I love it. We'll have to get together and do a show out here when you're out here. But I'm so excited to bring amazing guests from all over the world. And tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are and why you wrote your book.
Yeah, so I'm a clinical mental health therapist and a mindfulness practitioner. I'm also a wife, a mom, a yogi, a creative, all the things. Essentially, I was going through the pandemic along with the rest of the world and didn't feel like I had time at first to put this book to paper, and realized that during the pandemic, because everything slowed down, that there were so many people who were sitting face to face with all these things that they had been able to ignore because they had been busy or overscheduled, and it was all kind of staring them in the face like cracks being exposed. And the demand for support, for help, for resources was so high that I wanted to put something together that would allow people to process past experiences that were rising to the surface and have a very tangible yet gentle way to move through them.
I love that. I love that. You know, as you say that about the pandemic, it was a time that I remember literally just before that, 24/7, going 100 miles an hour. I've got 4 children and a couple businesses, and I'm married and now a nana of 4. And I was just going. And all of a sudden it was like, oh my gosh, this just gave me time to pause and time to kind of reflect and time to really realize what's important, what's not important. What do I really want to spend my time doing? And so I love this. And so, you know, I'm actually trying to finish one of my books, and I'm almost there. So kudos to you. But you're right. It was just a time that I don't think if that is the one great thing that we can take from the pandemic, and I hear this throughout all my interviews, that was a time that we really could reflect on where we were going and what our life was about and how valuable our time is. Do you agree?
I agree completely. I feel like it gave us time to synthesize and really look at here all the things that I was doing that I thought I couldn't live without, but now that I'm forced to live without all of these things, what's left? Who am I? What's my identity? And we all came out of COVID very different. So that's mm-hmm. Very helpful to be able to say, what did I learn about myself or what did I acknowledge about myself that I didn't realize was there? We have all these different coping skills and these ways of thinking and believing that we held on to. And then we hit a season where we go, this worked really well 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 2 years ago, and it doesn't work as well anymore. So now I need to call it expired and find a new way forward.
That's actually very refreshing. I love that because you're right. You know, there's things that it's almost like different seasons, different reasons, right? Almost like friends of different chapters in your life. And so what worked before, there's so many things that I'm thinking right now that don't work anymore. You know, I was a hair therapist. I owned a hair salon and it opened, closed, opened, closed, opened, closed. And at the last time I thought, This is it. I'm okay with it. I'm going to go really into my, you know, business coaching and into my radio, which I was like hanging on to that one last chapter. And so it's just, it is weird how life, but it really like was an outstanding time of one. I mean, there was a lot of unknown and scared people, and I was scared myself, you know, of like what was going to happen. But now as we've kind of gone through it, it's like, where are we at? And so let me ask you, how long did it take you to complete your book?
It took me about 6 months, and that's very fast. But once I started the process and mapped out and knew the stories that I wanted to tell, it really took a mind of its own. Initially, I knew that I did not want to create a textbook. I wanted people to feel informed and feel like they had practical principles, but I also wanted it to be something that you would start and go, I don't want to stop. So I started with myself. I tell bits and pieces appropriately about my own life so that people also know I didn't create a book that is this lofty resource that everyone else needs to do. I'm really blending in my personal experience, my professional work, and showing people that these are also principles that I live by and I adapt in my own life.
I love that. And so what would you say your main message is, or your theme to your book?
I would say the most primary message is to own your story, is to recognize every single experience that you've had, the ones that you enjoy and the ones that you'd like to forget, all make you who you are. And if you will give yourself permission to acknowledge, this is who I am, this is why I respond this way, this is what makes me laugh and what makes me cry, and this is also why I'm going to give myself permission to evolve, then it allows you to accept yourself from a greater place. And then, kind of like you said, that's what gives you the courage to say, I can let go of what I've always been because I'm becoming something different.
And when you say expired mindsets, can you give us an example from your own life of what that looks like?
So one of the stories that I tell in the book, I talk about my relationship with my father. My parents got divorced when I was young, and I wasn't able to spend a great deal of time with my father. But in my mind, I put him on a pedestal. And that pedestal was that one day he would come back, we would have this amazing and rich relationship, and that was what I was hanging on to in my head. Fast forward later, I had an experience with him that made me realize, even as a young child, if I hold on to that fantasy of what I expect out of him, it is not only going to cause me pain, but it's also going to get in the way of my ability to connect in other trusting relationships. So I had to recognize at that moment I needed to expire and put behind that picture that I had in my mind of what it was going to be like and accept it for what it is.
Yeah, wow. Let me ask you, you talk about the releasing patterns, and talk to us, what does that exactly mean?
Yes, so here is where you're going to find out that I am a neuroscience nerd on this. And what I help people recognize is a lot of the patterns that we have, which means habits, beliefs, thoughts that continually recur, become embedded into our body. There's something that developed because of an experience we went through as a child. Let's say, for example, you didn't have people around you when you went through a difficult time and you couldn't do something. No one was there to go, it's okay, don't worry about it. So the habit became you get very frustrated when you can't figure out something the first time. And if you can't do something well, then your habit might be, well, I'm not going to try if I can't be perfect. So that's a thought. Mm-hmm. And then that behavior. Well, later on down in life, that becomes an issue when you want to try something new and step into a new field. If you're terrified and believe, well, I have to know everything before I start, you won't want to. So releasing a pattern means recognizing where is something that I used to do for protection now creating a wall and keeping me stuck, so it's actually limiting my potential. That's the concept of releasing patterns.
Very interesting. Yeah, and I'm sure, you know, it's interesting. I had a guest the other day, and they were talking about patterns that we actually take from our family, maybe not our immediate family, maybe even further back. And, you know, like maybe a person that never, you know, let's say, starts something and never finishes something. And what is that inside them? So it's almost like releasing that pattern, right, of really examining it and going, wow, am I afraid of the outcome? Am I thinking I'm not good enough? What is it? And so kind of the same thing in a sense, right?
Yeah, those are generational patterns and dysfunction.
Generational patterns, yeah.
They actually carry 14 generations of genetic DNA in our body. So if you also have a family lineage where, let's say, for example, somebody in your family was a part of the Great Depression. So after that became this constant feeling towards scarcity and the need to have excess. That's a generational pattern that's going to be passed down, where maybe the value becomes your wellness and your greatness is wrapped up in what you can accomplish and what you can do, when that may not match who you really are and doesn't make you feel good about yourself. And so it's learning that as well and go, I don't want to dishonor my family, but trying to carry on this message is hurting you in some way. And so just releasing yourself from feeling like you're stuck and that you have to play that out to please other people over doing what's best for you.
Wow, I love that. I love that. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Dr. Charisse Johnson, and of course her book, Expired Mindsets. Is this your first book, by the way?
It is my first book and the
Congratulations. That's awesome. Do you already have a plan for the second one? Is that what you were just going to say?
Yeah, the second one is going to be called Unresolved, The Weight.
Yes, and what was this? Oh, I love it. What was the last thing you said? Unresolved and The Weight?
The Weight of Trauma, W-E-I-G-H-T.
Okay.
So I want to
like that heaviness. Yeah.
And body it.
Yeah. Ooh. I like it. All right. We'll have to talk again for sure. So in your book, you discuss the importance of self-awareness in identifying and releasing expired mindsets. How can someone improve their self-awareness? Like, what could they do for our listeners that are tuning in right now?
Yeah. So awareness starts off with stepping back and slowing down and being able to notice. One of the biggest challenges to being able to grow in our awareness is that we're moving through life too fast. So if you're talking about waking up right after you listen to this show and wake up, then stop and pause and ask yourself, what did I just hear? And how can I incorporate something that I heard in my day? I have this concept that I often will help encourage people to go, once you're aware, the next step is, how can you move from thought to action? So I have this understanding. Now, what does it look like to act on it so that I'm creating some new habits, because our habits wire in and create new mindsets?
Very cool. Very cool. Let me ask you, can you discuss a specific case study or a real life example from your work that illustrates the power of really releasing expired mindsets?
Yes. One of my specialties is in eating disorders. And I was working with a student in college who had had some issues with eating disorders various times throughout her life. As we continued to explore different dynamics, one of her biggest challenges in terms of a mentality or a mindset was she did not believe in her confidence in social situations. So in preparing for, she would restrict and not eat so that there was a disconnect between the anxiety. Over time, we really worked to help her become aware of, what do you believe about yourself in social situations? Where did the root of those beliefs start? Where did they begin? And what can you say to yourself that's different? Because there's a process of also being able to speak to yourself in a different way, even if you're not there yet, so that you work your way into what you're becoming. Over the course of that year, we really took some intentional moments and supported her through kind of breaking up with some of those old expired mindsets and beginning to increase confidence by putting herself out there, finding things that she could talk about, and also giving herself permission to know she didn't need to be the extrovert in the room when that wasn't who she was. By the end of the year, her eating patterns had normalized. She had connections. She had friendships and went on to have a very successful college life.
Wow, that's beautiful. I love that. Again, how do my listeners find out more about you? How do we get your book? And I would love to have you back on. This is so much fun. And, you know, it's just such a thing that could help so many people grow, through, you know, your expertise and your book, Expired Mindsets.
Yes. So you can find Expired Mindsets on Amazon. It's in paperback, hardback, and it's on Audible, narrated in my voice because I wanted everyone to be able to have that experience. And of course, any local bookstore can also order that for you. If you want to stay connected to me, I can be found on Instagram at dr.charisse, CHARRYSE_J, or my website is www.drcharisse.com.
There you go. I love it. And Dr. Charisse, would you send us a couple books so that we could do a giveaway on my show?
I would love to. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful. All right. So we're going to open up our phone lines, 805-419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of our team members will get back with you. If you are looking to really just release some of those patterns that no longer serve you well, this is the perfect book for you. Again, thank you so much for joining us here. Please share our show with everyone and download our podcast so that we can share you. So thank you again.
What a great show, and I hope that you enjoyed all of our guests. And again, have a great rest of your week, and we always end our show with a moment of happiness. Trust yourself that you can do it and get it done. With that, I'll talk to you soon.